Hey, this is Greg Berger, and you are listening to the GeekCast Radio Network.
Hey, it's Mistress Carrie, and you are listening to Studio 2009.
There's nothing wrong with your podcast player. Do not attempt to adjust the volume. Hello and welcome back into our studio. This is Studio 2009, only on the GeekCast Radio Network. I'm, of course, TFG and Mike. And for our latest podcast approach today, we welcome Jesse from Another Comic Review. He is also formerly Mr. Matrix Prime from TF Wire. And we're going to take Jesse through how he listens to and produces his podcasts. Hi, Jesse. How are you?
Not too bad. Let's hope try number two is more successful than try number one.
I'm telling you, man, this is why I don't trust artificial intelligence. I want actual intelligence.
Well, we got none of that here on this podcast. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 15 years of me being a moron along with everybody else who is awesome when I am not. All right. So Studio 2009 created 2020, 30 questions. I wanted to talk to podcasters, get their origin on how they listened to and started their own show. First up, when did you first discover podcasts and what was the first one you listened to?
Yep. So I believe I first discovered podcasts sometime in early 2005. So my background there in, you know, kind of discovering them was following Leo Laporte from Tech TV. On his first podcast, which was Twit, so This Week in Tech. And that debuted sometime in early 2005. Mm-hmm. And it was very similar to, I would say it was very similar to what they were doing on the Screensavers. Of course, this was audio only at the time, mm-hmm. As opposed to video, which they do now. But again, it was audio only at the time. And I was very, I don't know, taken aback by the medium, I guess, because it was like the content that they were pushing out in that show was very niche. Mm-hmm. And it was essentially kind of like speaking to me. So it was very interesting to find that, because when G4 purchased Tech TV, they pretty much did away with all the very niche, you know, tech type stuff that was on that channel. Mm-hmm. And it became more pop culture, obviously the video game stuff that had come from G4, but it became a lot more pop culture, and it lost a lot of the tech stuff. So Leo kind of stood up his own podcast called This Week in Tech, and like I said, it kind of carried over the stuff that they were doing, the news they were talking about. Right. on Tech TV. So yeah, I think that was the first podcast that I listened to. And then shortly afterwards, I would say, is kind of when I got interested in producing my own podcast. Like I said, that debuted in early 2005. And by August of 2005, I was pushing out the first episode of my own podcast, TF Wire.
So what was your plan in getting that off the ground? Did you have a plan, or did you just kind of do some research and just go?
So I didn't really do any research. Kind of the history behind TF Wire was, it comes from a couple of different things here. So first and foremost, the format was essentially a ripoff of This Week in Tech, right? Mm-hmm. So This Week in Tech, they were essentially look back at the week's tech news stories, and then the host and then whoever he had on there to discuss with him were essentially discussing those topics for the week. And if you're a Transformers fan, and TF Wire, if you don't know, was a Transformers podcast. But if you're a Transformers fan, you know that there's a lot of different Transformer news sites out there. At the time, there was probably more than what there are currently. Yeah. But there are, you know, there's a couple of different staples, right? So there's TFW. I would say there is it Cybertron, Sabertron? How do you say
it? Yeah, whatever it is. Cybertron, there's T-Formers.
T-Formers. Yeah, those are kind of the big... Those are kind of the big three. Yep. So, but like I said at the time, there was a bunch of also smaller news sites, but those were always kind of the big three. And then you also had your different forums. So the AllSpark is kind of like a large Transformers forum. TFW obviously has their own as well. But what I was doing was I was looking at the Transformer news sites, and I'm like, well, right, they're really just kind of posting the same thing. And it's really just, of course, news related, right? They're posting the actual news, and any sort of just about it was just happening in the comments. So I saw an opportunity there to kind of look, right, do the same thing that This Week in Tech was doing, look at the news that was coming out on the Transformer sites, and then just talk about it. So kind of the background in terms of like building that out was, for the very first episode, if you go back and listen to it, and it's still out there, you can find it. It's on the Internet Archive. You can find it there as well. It was just me. I think I had five stories and I talked through it really quick, just gave you a really brief, you know, some brief thoughts on what the topics were that I was discussing. But I quickly knew that I wanted to bring on some other hosts because I'm not much of a talker. Kind of funny that you're interviewing me. But yeah, I'm not much of a talker. I'm really more of a listener. So if you go back and listen to any of the TF Wire episodes, you'll see that really I'm the one that's kind of kicking off the story, but the other hosts are the ones who are kind of, you know, providing more input on the story themselves.
Yeah, they're taking the Energon cube from you and running with it.
Right. So, like I said, I wanted to find some hosts rather quickly. So I was a big poster, at least at the time, on the AllSpark. So I had just posted on there that I was looking for, or was starting a podcast and was looking for anyone who may want to potentially join me. And ultimately, yeah, I found three co-hosts who would join me from there.
Yeah, very cool, very cool. Which do you prefer, audio or video podcasting as a fan and as a producer?
Oh, as a producer, definitely the audio because it's less work.
Yep.
In terms of consuming it, I think it really depends. It depends on the podcast or see, when it comes to video, I don't really like calling them podcasts because it's like, is it a podcast? Not really.
Yeah, no, it's a video show. It's a YouTube show. It's a it's weird.
So it really depends on the show in question. For example, there is one that I watch or at least scrub through on a daily basis. And that one focuses more on movies and sort of the entertainment industry, but really the main focus is on movies. So in that sense, I like watching the video version of that. There is an audio version, but I prefer watching the video version of it on YouTube. And then I think really that's the main one that I watch. Everything else is mainly just, you know, listening to the audio version of it. So yeah, like I said, it really just depends on what the topic is. But in some instances, in fact, there are some audio ones that I would actually prefer to watch, but in some cases they're kind of locked behind the paywall or you got to go on their Patreon. And I don't really subscribe to any, you know, paid podcasts, despite the fact, right, that if they are on Patreon or something, you can pay to get that. But I always just opt for the free ad tiered version. Mm-hmm. So I really don't get the perk of being able to watch some of them. So it's mainly just listening to them.
Yeah. I just always found it easier for me to listen than it was for me to have to sit there and watch a bunch of people talk about a topic that I may or may not be interested in. Whereas listening on my phone or on my computer, I can be doing seven other things at the same time that I'm consuming this content
right,
for whatever it is. But whereas in video stuff, you have to sit there and you have to watch and you have to pay attention to it. And it's like, I want to do that. Audio only. What kind of setup did you have when you first started podcasting and what do you use now? So microphone, headphone, etc.
Oh man, when I first started. So again, we're going back to 2005. I was on a Windows XP machine. And what did I have? So I had a Logitech headset. They had a integrated microphone. I can't remember what model it was.
That's okay.
But I mean, it was one that I definitely recommended to some of the co-hosts on the TF Wire podcast at the time. And I believe a couple of them had the same thing. It was a really great headset for the time. It had like an integrated mute button on there, which is really nice. But yeah, that was pretty much my setup. In terms of like recording it, I think I was using, I was using Goldwave at the time. And if you've ever used Goldwave, it's a Windows only program. But in terms of recording the podcast, the way we did it back then was every person recorded their own audio file.
Yeah.
And when you're dealing with a podcast that has multiple co-hosts, so in the case of TF Wire, there was four of us in total. So three, you know, me and three additional people. What I had to have them do was I had a website at the time, and then obviously added a section on the website for the TF Wire podcast. But I had to give them all FTP access to my server. So once they had, once we were done recording, they'd have to upload the file to that server. I'd have to then download it, then edit everything together. So I was doing editing inside of GoldWave at the time, and then ultimately switched over to using Audacity on the PC. Presently on my Mac, because I am a Mac user, I no longer am a Windows user. I am using, what is this? It is a Behringer C1 microphone. It's an XLR microphone that I have plugged into a mini USB soundboard. And the soundboard connects to my computer via USB. But like I said, it's a XLR microphone. So the soundboard itself allows for two external mics, but I only ever use one.
Obviously.
I tried to get my wife to podcast with me, and she just absolutely wants no part of that. So I do have a secondary mic, so I can plug it in the event that I ever need to do two people in the same room at the same time. But again, good luck getting my wife to do that. So, in terms of editing now, I still stick with Audacity. I find that to be the easiest to use. It's the one I'm most familiar with. And I think that's mainly what I'm using.
Very cool. Very cool. So heaven forbid, but if anything did happen, if your headphones or microphone breaks down, do you go buy the exact same stuff or do you upgrade and get better stuff?
That's a good question. Oh, and also, by the way, in terms of headphones, I'm not wearing anything special. I'm just using my old iPhone AirPods,
something. I've got the
AirPods,
JVC Stereo HARX 700 headphones. I've had these for years. This is my second pair, and I have a third pair in the closet, brand new, in case something happens to these.
No, so I also work from home most of the time. So if I'm having a virtual meeting, I don't like big headphones on.
Right.
So if I need to, like, if I'm meeting with someone who's like, I don't know, administration or something, right? I've got to look good on the camera. Big headphones gonna mess up my hair, so I just use the Apple AirPods here. So earpods.
There you go.
They're wired earpods. Yeah. Plus, it's because I'm on a Mac. It's got the integrated. It does have an integrated microphone, obviously, which I'm not using.
Yeah.
But it does have volume control on there as well, so I don't have to fumble around with the volume on my Mac or anything. So if this were to die, microphone were to die, would I go to something different or better? Probably. What I found with this microphone is that unless I'm in a really certain spot, which is pretty close to the microphone, it does not pick up the sound very well. You may notice this, like if you're listening to any of the Another Comic Review episodes, in some instances, like I'll be looking at my iPad, which is right next to me while we're recording, because I'm looking through the different issues. And if I pull away just ever so slightly, you can pick that up in my microphone or as you're listening to it, because the microphone's not picking me up as well.
Yep.
So I have to stay right in the microphone. I'm not a big fan of that. I've got the pop filter here in front of it, but I find that if I get that in the way of where my mouth needs to be, then I tend to move further back, and then the microphone isn't picking me up as well. So I'd still go for an XLR mic because I like using my soundboard, but I don't know what model I would go with.
Mm. Very cool. Very cool. Did you think you'd be podcasting for as long as you have?
There was a large, lengthy lull there where I was not doing any podcast.
You started in 2005, TF Wire ran for 2, 3, 4, 5, however many years it ran. And yeah, there's a lull, but you're still 5 years. That's something. That's nothing to shy away from, man.
Yeah, we went to, from 05 to it was 09.
Yeah.
Or 2010, something like that.
It was right in the middle of after the release of Revenge, and they were ramping up to the release of Dark.
Okay. So, yeah, I think we went into 2010, something like that. I stopped at a certain number of episodes, and then the two other hosts at the time were still recording. I was still doing all the editing, but I didn't want any part of doing the recording anymore because one for a couple of things. I was really not following Transformers that much anymore.
Right.
And I was just kind of burnt out on doing the podcast. So I still enjoyed doing the editing, but I didn't really want to do any of the hosting.
Right.
So after that ended, there's a long lull before I started doing anything. I did pop up with a few like TF Wire minis here and there. I did record one on the former Twitter with D-Buster Prime. Like that's out there and available on YouTube. If you haven't seen that, haven't listened to it, that is out there. So that he's one of the original TF Wire hosts. So that was fun to kind of reconnect with him and do that. But then, yeah, again, there was another long lull before I did anything. I tried to push out some more, not really podcasts, but just creating some content on YouTube, kind of where I'm talking or kind of doing some voiceover to some different Transformer stuff. And I just found like I wasn't really having a lot of fun doing that. And what really made me kind of get back into wanting to do it was actually starting to read some comics. I know for a long time, like if you were a TF Wire listener, like I complained about the comics all the time. Like I wanted no part of it. Anytime a story came up, I didn't even comment on it. But when I saw that they were going to relaunch the Transformers within comics and they were creating this expanded universe, this kind of all encompassing, calling it the Energon universe, it was going to include Transformers. It was going to include G.I. Joe. And now we know it's including this brand new IP called Void Rivals. I was really excited to kind of jump into that because one, it's kind of from the ground up, right? I'm getting into the ground level so I can kind of see how everything starts. So I don't have to like backtrack, 30 years, like, oh God, I got to read all this stuff. So yeah, getting in the ground floor was kind of really the key thing that got me excited. And once I started reading it, it's like, oh, well, I kind of want to talk about this. I want to talk about it with someone. I know you're big into comics. I know Ryan's big into comics. So, talking with you, cause you're the secondary host here on the show with me. And then we can get Ryan in when we can to talk about Transformers. It's just like talking about these different properties that I'm interested in, right. That I'm reading about. And I know you guys are interested in them as well. It just seemed like a fun thing to do. And so far I'm having a blast doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is with Studio 2009 here, like I said at the beginning of this, or maybe I said it at the one that no one's going to hear. We started this show in 2020. I've been doing a comic podcast, The Pullbag, on GCRN since 2013. So, and somebody, my buddy Optimus Solo was re-listening to one of our old animated series podcast countdowns. And apparently in that, in 2011, I said, yeah, I don't care about comics. 2 years later, I now have almost an 11-year-old podcast at this point all about comics. So, it is what it is. And the thing is, with Transformers specifically, you don't have to. Transformers is not Batman. Transformers is not Superman. They're not Marvel. They're not DC. I do know, because you've told us, that you started the IDW with More Than Meets the Eye and Robots in Disguise. And when I first found out about IDW publishing 11 years ago, I don't know how long ago it was, I got two pieces of advice. Read the Death of Optimus Prime one shot first, and then you can either pick both or go in either direction. You can go More Than Meets the Eye with Rodimus and the crew of the Lost Light, or you can stay on Cybertron and watch Starscream become Donald Trump. Because Robots in Disguise was the Cybertron political one kind of thing. But you're right. With this new stuff and all that, this is a great way for anyone who wants to start in fresh. Now that Skybound has the license, that is awesome.
I was just going to say, the other great thing about it is, right, if you, as a Transformers fan, right, someone who grew up with the toys, I believe you're a little bit older than I am. The series came out when I was 3 years old. So I didn't really get into Transformers until a couple years after it, right? Kind of when it was in reruns, they were showing the older episodes again. I know that first series of toys that was out for a couple of years. So in 1984, I was only three when it debuted.
Only a year off.
Okay. Well, actually in 84, for when it came out, I would have been three.
Yeah. And I was four.
Yeah, is that what I said? Yeah. Okay. That's what I said. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, But yeah, I mean, growing up with it, right? I mean, obviously, right now I'm 42.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I would have been two, not three. Been two.
Yeah. Something like that. Whatever the math is.
Because it's 40 years now, right?
Yeah, yeah. 40 years now.
Right. I would have been two. So it was a couple of years after the fact before I got into it.
Yes.
So anyways, yeah, as a 42-year-old now and Transformers celebrating its 40th anniversary, I've aged, the series has aged, but if you look to the different media that's out there, right, so I would say the video games, whatever form of quote-unquote cartoon exists out there now for this property, the upcoming Transformers 1, it seems like they're going hard for the younger audience.
Yeah.
And I mean, even if you look at the toys on the right on the toy shelves, a lot of them are geared towards the older audience, the collector market, as opposed to the younger audience. And I think that's because the younger audience really isn't into them, and I think that Hasbro is trying to appeal to them with these other with the other media. But with the comics specifically, I think they're gearing that towards. I think just based on what we're seeing in the pages we're reading, right, they're gearing it towards the mature audience.
Yeah.
So, you know, people our age who grew up with this series. And I think it's speaking to me as a fan. And if you are someone who is, I would say, right, mid-30s to 40s, it's probably a series you probably want to read. Even if you've never picked up a comic before, I would highly suggest picking up at least Transformers number one and reading it.
Yeah.
Because I think it would hook you and you'll want to continue reading the series.
Yeah, absolutely. So over this long period of time, even though there was a long lull, how have your podcasting goals changed since you started compared to now?
How have they changed since I started compared to now? Well, so originally, that's a good question. I would say they haven't really changed. Between when I started and now, have they changed? Were they, you know, did it change within the middle of it? I would say yes. So when I first started, I was really just interested in doing it for the love of it, I guess. Mm-hmm. Again, I got into podcasting because I really enjoyed listening to it. And I'm like, oh, I think I can do this. I'd really like to try this out. And I just continued doing it because I was very, interested in the medium of podcasting. During the entire course, the entire run of TF Wire, we never got paid to do it. The only perks I ever got were, there was a person who used to work at Hot Topic. Don't remember their name. But they sent all of the hosts, a bunch of upcoming Hot Topic t-shirts. I think that was the only perk I ever got. We did have like a, we did like run like a, not ads per se, but we kind of sold some ad space. And I think maybe one person bought ad space one time. And that was kind of like before, like, oh, like how do you make money on podcasting? I don't know. So when I started podcasting, I wasn't really doing it for the money. It was doing it for the love of it. But as it kept going, it was like, man, we're committing a lot of time and effort into this. It's like, can we get something out of it? And like I said, we got very little out of it. And then by the time, you know, the TF Wire podcast came to an end, it was like, well, I'm just kind of burnt out. I don't want to do this anymore. The co-hosts that were running it at that time essentially said the same thing. They were burnt out, didn't want to do it anymore. So we just kind of ended it. But yeah, by the time it came to the end of that podcast, it was really like, why are we doing this? Can we get anything out of it? Never did. So, and then when I started this podcast back up again, I'm not, I don't have a Patreon for it. I'm not selling ad space on there. I actually don't have any ads in the podcast. I'm really just doing it for the love of it.
Yep.
And doing it because I'm just enjoying talking to you. I'm enjoying talking to Ryan. If we get anyone else on the show who's into comics, I enjoy talking to them, just kind of get their thoughts. And I think in doing so, right, it's keeping me kind of going and reading these comics. I think if the podcast weren't there, would I still be interested in reading them? Yes. But I don't know that I would be as diehard into reading them as what I presently am.
Well, yeah, because the art of friendship has changed since we were kids in the 80s to now. And that's because of technology. And I understand that some podcasters can do the whole record in person, have four people in a room and you each have your microphones and you have this giant table and whatever and all this and all that. But the greatest thing for me for audio podcasting, recorded, then edited, not live, don't have to worry about a live audience, don't have to worry about questions from the audience or this or interaction or whatever else. It's just us in our own spaces talking to each other, having a conversation. And it's taking the place of us as kids watching Optimus Prime get shot or his trailer falling down the hill at 6 a.m. and then going to school and yelling at our friends saying, oh, my God, did you see what happened to Optimus Prime this morning before the school bus came? It's the same thing, except it's different. It you know, it's this, you know, we still enjoy the same stuff. We're still going to do the same stuff. But we also want to have that conversation about it, not only to discuss it with each other, but to bring it to somebody who may not be reading it. I've said it on your show, Another Comic Review. I've said it here on the GCRM with the pullback over there. The Transformers comic that Skybound Entertainment is currently doing, yes, it is for the adult fans, but it is also for those adult fans who may have seen a glimpse of the, like, they know the cartoon in passing, they know the franchise in passing, and this could get them into it, this book, because it's not coming from any other continuity, because it is very much a G1 story flipped on its ass. Frankly, it is. I mean, it's crazy, but that's what you want a comic book to do. That's what you want a cartoon to do. You want to be able to watch it, read it, listen to it, whatever. And then you want to have a discussion with your friends. And not all your friends want to be in a playground anymore. We just want to sit in our own living rooms in front of a computer and talk to you that way.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's much easier.
I guess I don't know if I rambled on there, but to, I guess to summarize my answer to your question. So started podcasting because of the love of it and because of what I was talking about. Mm-hmm. By the time I got to the end of it, I was really looking more for, like, is there a way I can kind of cash out here and kind of make some money off this thing? Didn't happen. So we just ended it. Yeah. And it started, you know, when I started this new podcast up, another comic review, again, doing it for the love of it. I actually wanted to get back into podcasting, hadn't done it in forever. And yeah, so I think I came full circle back to just because, you know, I love doing it. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what you've done between, obviously, when you started this new show, now the Another Comic Review that we're doing, but I can tell you, almost 8 years ago, you were on All Things Transformers for your Transformers origin story with us, so you did do some stuff in between when TF Wire ended and when Another Comic Review began.
So, yeah, I mean, it was mainly YouTube stuff.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So as a podcast listener, what defines a good show to you?
What defines a good show to me? I think first and foremost, is the host or the hosts or hostesses, are they someone who can carry on a good conversation and do they have good chemistry together? Because if it doesn't have that, I'm going to tune out very quickly. Mm-hmm. So I think that's the key thing for me. And then obviously the second would come the topic. Mm-hmm. Because there are certain podcasts I listen to that are topic based. I mean, let me take that back. They're all pretty much topic based, but some of them are kind of interesting. So like Business Wars, for example, from Wondery. Mm-hmm. That one's sort of a dramatized version of events that happen in history. So the most recent one that I was listening to was kind of the history of the Ford Bronco and the Jeep. And there is a host, there is a podcast host, and that person does, I think, all of the voices in each episode. Whether it's male or female, mm-hmm. I think he does all the voices. Wow. And he does a really good job. And he's obviously not the same person who's doing all the research, who's writing the script for this, but the person who's actually, you know, reading this and as is the host for the podcast does a really good job. And that particular podcast, right? They've got sound effects added in there. So like I said, it's more of a dramatization, but it also gives you a lot of background and history on different things. So like I said, in that particular episode, there were series of episodes, each kind of theme kind of focuses on a series of episodes, but in that one, they're focusing on the Jeep versus the Bronco. And it was very interesting to kind of hear some of the backstory on that. I guess I would also say how frequently the podcast is released.
Okay.
Right. Cause if there's podcasts that come out kind of like just, you know, once a month, mm-hmm. I don't tend to listen to them all that often. Really, I'm looking for that weekly or bi-weekly hit. So most of the podcasts I listen to on a regular basis are weekly podcasts. Some of them have quote unquote seasons, and that they're only looking to put out a certain number per season, I guess.
Right.
And once the season's over, right, they have this long break in between. I really hate that. I realize you can get burnout very quickly on doing this stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I like about the podcast we're doing right now, mm-hmm. where it's not weekly, but it's several per month. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, maybe it's bi-weekly in that sense.
Yeah.
But, I think it's coming out at a regular enough basis where if you are listening to our show, you can kind of stick with it. But if you have this large lull in between, it's just like, I might fall off and find something else.
Yeah, absolutely. And the funny thing is that, you know, Steve and I have been doing this for 15 years now, over 4,000 episodes, and in total over like 40 different podcasts. The way we've done it is we have some shows that are continuous. They will go on forever, like the flagship Geekcast radio show. We can do any and all topics at any time. But right now, for me, with how I'm producing the other shows, that show is sporadic at best for right now. We've got this show, Studio 2009, where we talk about anything and everything in the audio or visual medium. So if you can listen to it, see it, read it, whatever, movies, TV, video, get whatever it is, we'll cover it on here. We've been doing 12 months of Star Wars with my buddy Dave, and we were talking about all the Star Wars stuff from TV to movies and everything else in each episode. And yeah, generally podcasts most of the time are either weekly or biweekly. We have such a large library of content over the last 15 years. I feel like people can spread out with us and pick and choose what they want on whatever week. Like, the pull bag is pretty much come out weekly for the last 11 years. Every Wednesday. Sometimes it doesn't happen if life gets in the way, but unless it's a specific, like my original podcast I started with, the TFG1 podcast, you really can't do any more episodes after covering all 98 episodes of the G1 cartoon series. I mean, there's not, like, because it's specific to reviewing that cartoon series. There isn't anything past, okay, yeah, there's the Japanese series, but specifically to the US series, it was only 98 episodes. So it's a limited thing. It has a beginning, middle, and end. So I think that it varies. You're right, though. In general, if it's a podcast that is just doing general topics every week, it should be weekly or biweekly.
Yeah, and on that note, by the way, I really wish Hasbro would have brought over the Japanese series and dubbed it.
Yes, yeah. I thought Shout Factory did. I don't know. That's a topic for another time. As a listener, do you prefer, so time length, do you prefer short 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minute shows, or do you prefer longer shows like 2 hours or more?
So that's also a good question. I would say it depends on the topic. There are several that I listen to that fall into the 2 hour range, mm-hmm. maybe 2.5 hours. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think it really just depends on the topic. So like if let's say, for example, it's a podcast where they're talking about a TV show. If the TV show is only 30 minutes, I don't need a 2 hour podcast.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
If it's an hour show, right, the podcast goes 45 minutes to an hour, mm-hmm. sure, okay, I could see that. But I think it really just depends on the topic.
Yeah, absolutely. As a listener, do you start at the beginning of a podcast, the most recent episode, or do you jump around?
Jump around! Jump up and get down!
So if I jump in with a podcast from day one, I will listen to it from the start. If it's a podcast that I discover, so for example, there is a podcast called the 80s Movie Podcast. I did not go back and listen. I did not start at the ground floor on that one, and I have not gone back to listen to all of them. In that case, what I would do is, or what I have done is, I will search just to see what movies there are, or just, you know, just scroll through to see what movies there are. And if it's a movie I'm interested in, I will go back and listen to it. Yeah. If it's a movie I'm not necessarily, you know, totally interested in hearing about, I just skip it completely.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think generally, and I know most podcasts don't do this anymore. We used to do this. We don't do it anymore, really. When I started the Pullbag, the episode 000, because I knew the Pullbag was going to eventually get over 100 episodes. So you need that three-digit thing for the numbering. So 000 was the introduction. It was just a 20-minute, 30-minute thing saying, hey, this is the Pullbag. This is what the podcast is going to be. This is what we're going to do. 11 years and 540-something episodes later, you know, like, I you know, for me, I'm right there with you. I agree with that. Whereas, like, if you have a specific podcast that might be news-based, but it also gives insight to the personal life. There was a podcast back in 2019 called Part-Time Nerds, Full-Time Dads. It was my buddy Mike Laidman and his friend Chris Blonsky. At the time, both of their wives were pregnant. So you can't jump into that podcast at episode 20 and hear about whatever personal life. You have to start at the beginning because it's a thing. But yes, generally you are correct in certain, like the Pullbag, 540 episodes. I do not expect anyone to listen to all 540 episodes, but if they like Transformers, or if they like He-Man, or if they like I Hate Fairyland, or if they like Cowl or Radiant Black or whatever, they can go to those episodes and listen to those. I will still always, though, tell people, hey, if you're going to jump around, fine, but at least go to the very first episode, because usually I never make first episodes long. They are an hour, 45 minutes, or less. It's just to tell people what the show is, when the show is going to be, and maybe projected how long the show will last, kind of thing. All right. As a listener, how many hosts are too many on one episode? You can't have too many people talking over it. Shut up, you idiot. No, I don't care about Galvatron. They're not the same guy. Wait, they are.
How many is too many?
Yeah.
How many we got on this podcast?
Two right now.
Yeah, that's a good question, too. I would say we definitely ran into this issue on the TF Wire podcast, not in the weekly shows, but there were several roundtable discussions that we had. And it was sometimes hard to, I don't know how many people were on that at that time, six maybe. Mm-hmm. I felt like that was a bit too much because you get people like stumbling over each other. You've got to, and as the person editing that I've got to edit that out.
Yep.
Or do the best that I can. So I think six is probably too many. I think somewhere in most probably the 3 to 4 range.
Yeah,
I tend to like it. What I listen to mostly, it's probably within 2 to 3 people.
Yeah,
three is the sweet spot.
Even though 3 is an odd number, 3 is the sweet spot because you have someone like me who is the host, who I did the whole intro thing here. And if Ryan was here and we were talking about Transformers number 9 or whatever, we would have me, him, and you, and we each have 3 different opinions. People get 3 different opinions, and then I can go through the closing and do all the finagling for whatever else as far as the hosting duties are. So that's why I always say 3 is a sweet spot. Sometimes 4 is okay. 5 is pushing it, only if you don't have a specific strict criteria. Like when we do our top 100 countdowns for our audio projects, where we've done top 100 TV shows, top 100 Transformers characters, top 100 animated series, usually there are 5 people on that podcast, but there's usually one host who will throw it to, like, coming in at number 75 is Bludgeon or whatever, you know, throw whatever name in there, whatever. Host the first. What is your opinion of why? Where this? You know what I mean. So, as long as you have somebody that can drive the train, or the Astro train in this case, fairly well with a five-person podcast, you're okay. But yes, three is usually the sweet spot.
Jettison some weight or I'll never make it to Cybertron.
When do you stop listening to a podcast altogether? Like, you're listening, and something is said, and you're just like, nope, done.
So not when am I finished with the podcast in total.
Yeah.
It's just I'm listening to a particular episode.
When am I done? Yeah. Like basically you say you've been listening to this thing for 2 years and say it's a weekly news show. It doesn't matter whatever news topic you want it to be. But the hosts bring on somebody who you don't care about and that's going to be a new host, or something is said that you don't agree with and you're like, no, I don't need to listen to this anymore.
Yes, that does happen occasionally. I'll say what happens more often is if they start talking about a topic. So there's a podcast, I won't call out the name, but there's a podcast that talks about video games on a weekly basis. Two of the hosts that are on there, they're well known from other internet stuff. and they tend to have a third host who they bring in from either the industry, sometimes it's like an influencer on YouTube, for example. I hate that term, by the way. But sometimes it'll be that type of person. And usually what I'll do is if they start talking about something that I'm not interested in, rather than just stopping altogether, I'll just fast forward. And sometimes I'll find myself like blowing through like half the podcast where it's like, yeah, okay, I don't really consider myself a gamer anymore. Mm-hmm. I'm just using video games here as an example.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't really consider myself a gamer anymore, despite the fact that I play video games. Mm-hmm. But like growing up, it was like, oh, you know, nonstop playing Nintendo or Super Nintendo.
Yep.
At 42, I'm married. I have a daughter who is 5. I don't have a lot of time to play video games anymore. And I also find that I've got a whole bunch of other stuff to do with my time.
Right. Yeah.
That when I do have time, I don't necessarily always want to sit down and play video games. So that's why I'm not really classifying myself as a gamer, despite the fact that I have all this most recent systems and I do play video games. if they'll start talking about games I have no interest in, like I'll just blow right through that. And like I said, sometimes I'll find myself being like halfway through the podcast and it's like, all right, well, I'm just halfway through and I guess I was going to wait till next week. Maybe they'll talk about something I'm interested in.
Yep.
But I don't think I've really found myself stopping an entire episode and just saying, okay, I've had enough of this and move on.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Question 15. What podcasts are you currently listening to?
So this is probably where I should have my phone. give me 1 second.
Yeah, yeah. My phone. Yep. Yep.
Open. Damn it. Open.
What podcasts are you currently listening to? So whatever's on your phone, whatever you listen to on a regular basis.
So just those on a regular basis, because
yeah.
I have a long list of things I subscribe
yeah,
to.
So do I.
But don't always necessarily listen to.
Exactly. I build episodes up and I marathon listen on a few days. But yeah, basically just which podcasts are you currently listening to?
Okay. So one is the All 80s Movies podcast.
Okay.
Which again, I'll listen to it for the most part, but if they're talking about a movie I have no interest in, mm-hmm. I just don't listen that week.
Yeah, you just don't listen that episode.
I listen to The Best of Car Talk.
Okay.
Love that. Business Wars. Again, that's another one where if they're talking about a subject that I'm interested in, I'll listen to it. But if it's another subject I don't care about, I'll just skip that series of episodes.
Right.
DLC. That is a video game podcast. I listen to The Film Cast. I'll occasionally listen to Grilling JR. So that's a wrestling podcast. I sometimes listen to How Did This Get Made, mm-hmm. which is a podcast that covers movies. I actually do not subscribe to this, but it is in my list because the podcast app that I use called Overcast, if you start listening, like if you listen to an episode from a podcast, it will show up in your list,
right.
even though you don't technically subscribe to it.
Yep.
So I have the Jim Cornette Experience on there, which is another wrestling podcast. And I'm not even a big wrestling fan anymore. I was like in the late 90s, but not so much anymore. Yeah. But just listening to Jim discuss wrestling is hilarious. I listen to MacBreak Weekly, So that is a weekly podcast about anything Mac. So computers, iPhone, iPad, Vision Pro. This is a funny one. So it's called Out on the Lanai. It's a Golden Girls podcast. I'll go toe-to-toe with anyone who says that Golden Girls is not a fantastic TV show.
It's an amazing TV show. It's the best.
Blanche, might I see you a moment?
Pardonnez-moi. Oh.
Listen, you keep your bloomers on, Scarlett. He's taking me out tomorrow night.
But he wants me. I can feel it.
Let somebody else feel it. I saw him first.
But we were meant for each other. I'm a woman, he's a man.
And what am I, Little Richard?
Despite the fact that I said I listened to This Week in Tech early on, I don't really follow that podcast anymore.
Yeah.
It's on here,
yeah,
but I don't really listen to it. And those are the primary ones I listen to on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool, very cool. All right, folks, we're going to go to a quick ad break. You're going to hear some podcast ads and some other stuff, and we'll be back with podcast production right after this.
Hi.
Hi.
I was curious, like, who gave the idea of Starfleet being, like, one of the leaders of Cybertron, just out of plain curiosity?
Some weirdo.
What do you mean, idea? He's always one of the leaders of Cybertron. The true leader of the Decepticons. Consequently, Cybertron! Is there something? Do you need a lozenge? I actually have one.
I'm good, thanks.
Hello, geeks and geekettes! Looking for a podcast that covers a vast array of topics? Then check out Altered Geek Unleashed, where we discuss our thoughts on this week's geeky news, tech, gaming, television shows, movies, cartoons, comics, and more. So, get altered, get geeky with the Altered Geeks! Every Friday on the GeekCast Radio Network.
Kid?
Yes?
Shut up.
Beyond the Night is the GCRN's latest review podcast. We are covering everything in the Knight Rider television universe. From the classic 80s TV series to the 1991 reunion film, Team Knight Rider, and the 2008 relaunch series as well. So join TFG and Mike and Dion the Music Man as they go in-depth in Beyond the Night, only on GeekCast Radio Network. You can find Beyond the Night in iTunes and on www.geekcastradio.com.
Kit?
Yes, Michael?
Just keep driving.
Hey, Jared, I have this idea for a new show for the network.
What is it?
You know how I liked the 1990s comic book series, The New Warriors?
Yeah, yes, yes, yep.
And you know how at the Long Boss Crusade we're trying to get the YouTube channel going?
Yes, also correct.
Well, thanks. So, how about you and me do a live stream show about The New Warriors? You've never read the books before, and I have them, and so that's a great setup. We could give it a catchy name like Come Out to Play. Don't you think that's the greatest idea?
Sure, Delvin. That's a great idea. Just one question.
Yeah?
Why do you have me dangling off this ledge, holding me by only one arm?
Oh, yeah. Well, you'll get it soon. I hope. Come Out to Play, a New Warriors podcast, comes to you live on YouTube every second Tuesday of the month at 8 p.m. Eastern on the Long Box Crusade channel. If you can't watch it there, we replay them on the Long Box Crusade Network podcast feed, available anywhere podcasts can be found. We invite you to come along for the ride, or in other words, New Warriors, come out to play, yay!
So basically, my name is Fun Employed, and I'm here with my partner at Random Hat Studio, aka Emily, and we stream on Whatnot every Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Pacific. We look for family, friends, rehoming great collectibles to people that are willing to partake, and we give a portion of our funds every week to a specific charity, and looking to pay it forward back to the community that made everything that we do so wholesome.
Hello, everyone. This is JD from the In Session Film Podcast. Each week, we review
the latest from Hollywood, California.
Well, yes, Brendan. We also
give top three lists.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks again, Brendan. Additionally, you can hear us
talk other movie news, trailers, varying movie series, or other interesting film-related topics, and even rants and raves of the week.
On top of our main show, every Friday,
you can also hear our extra film podcasts.
You can listen to the In Session Film podcast on
iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, or at InSessionFilm.com. Listen to the In Session Film podcast every Monday and Friday. Subscribe today and hear me verbally beat JD like a Cherokee drum.
No. That's not how this works, sir.
For the best in science fiction, join Mark Baumgarten, Vicky Jakubowski, Zion Quiros, and Juan San Miguel on the award-winning podcast, Marku 42's Universe. Doctor Who, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, Star Trek, and more are all fair game with Marku 42, which has been around since 2012 in one form or another. Marku 42's Universe is proud to be a part of GeekCast Radio Network, the best place to get your geek on. Listen to us bi-weekly or weekly if we have a topic relevant for you, our listeners. Marku 42 on GeekCast Radio Network, a match made in a galaxy near you.
You are receiving a transmission from the Rod Pod. Upload pending.
Stand by for soundtrack transfer.
I am Maggie.
And I am John.
And we are trapped, hurtling through space in a ship shaped like Rodimus's head.
The ship, for reasons we haven't been able to determine, contains the entire run of the IDW Transformers Phase 2 comic, which chronicle the events following the end of the war between the Autobots and Decepticons. So we figure we may as well read them all in order and report our findings to you.
Stand by. Stand by.
Upload complete now.
Rod Pod.
Look for us at marriedwcomics.libsyn.com, at iTunes, at Stitcher, or wherever good podcasts can be found.
So, till all are one.
Till all are one.
Till all are one.
Do you like the Transformers?
Yes.
Do you like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Do you like IDW comics?
And comic book podcasts?
Then come check out Ninjas and Bots. Each week we look at an issue of Transformers
or Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles from their IDW comics incarnation. We drop episodes every Saturday morning.
Just like the cartoons we loved as a kid. The show can be found on your favorite podcatcher and at johnreadscomics.com.
See you then.
We are back here inside Studio 2009 Podcast Approach, and it's all about podcast production. As a producer, do you find yourself listening to podcasts less and less?
No.
Okay. Yeah. No. It's sometimes that varies. I mean, for me, I like to build up episodes. Like my Your Episodes thing on Spotify is filled with episodes I need to listen to. But because I'm producing so many podcasts right now, because I run a whole network of stuff, like I don't have time. But I understand why, you know, someone like you or someone just in general who is only doing one show versus the 20 or 25 yeah. shows I do, you know, so I get it. But sometimes that does happen when you're like really full in on it and you're having to do all the promotion yourself and do everything else and all this and all that. So just depends.
As a producer, are you a podcast planner, or are you just throwing stuff at the mic to see what sticks? Don't throw stuff at me.
I mean, only planning in the sense that, right, with another comic review, we know what we're going to be reviewing.
Mm-hmm.
I do put together some show notes. Those are generally the same, at least the format's generally the same from episode to episode,
mm-hmm.
Where it's, I read a synopsis from the Image Comics website. I provide my own synopsis.
Mm-hmm.
That's really the only piece that requires any of my time other than actually recording and editing the podcast is just writing that. Otherwise, yeah. What was your question again?
Are you a planner or do you just
throw
the mic?
Yeah.
Don't throw stuff at me.
Yeah. In terms of like actually, you know, taking notes for like, oh shit, you know, what am I going to say during this podcast? Like, I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
Like, I kind of have a sense of what it is that I think of the comic that we're reading.
Mm-hmm.
So I can convey my thoughts on it, but I'm not like jotting notes down unless it's something I specifically want to call out where it's like, oh, Mike, right? Did you recognize the fact that it says issue 4 up there in the corner, right? Can you read it?
No, I can't read it because the color is so fucked up.
Yeah, so like I don't think I'm much of a planner there, but I also would say I'm not really just throwing stuff at the mic. I've kind of come up with a format, and yeah, it's just kind of what I'm running with.
Yeah, the format, like, you can come up with the format for the show and that's what's going to stick, obviously, because once you come up with it, you want to stick with it. Same like with me with these questions. I have this whole format that I do. For me, as a podcast planner, when we first started and we wanted to launch our movie podcast, which, thank you, Movie Week in Review, The M Wire, which was our original movie podcast, started on July 11th, 2011 or 2009. No, July 11th, 2009. We started a month after the network. Before we even released episode 1, which was Back to the Future trilogy, because we were talking about all three Back to the Future movies back in 2009, I had a list of 100 films based on my DVD collection at that time. So I already had 100 episodes, whether they changed or not, it was 100 episodes of a podcast. So that's what I mean about planning.
Gotcha.
Yeah, obviously gotcha. You're not doing that because, like you said, it's a you know, week to week, issue to issue thing. But yeah,
yeah, I would say the only thing, or the only instance where I'm quote unquote throwing anything at the mic is when I do the quick hit episodes,
mm-hmm.
when they're just by myself.
Yeah.
So if you listen to another comic review, I've done a few quick hit episodes that are like, I don't know, 10.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, sort of like a one shot type thing of just me talking about something. In that case, it's really like, oh, I really don't want to wait until mm-hmm. the yep. next time we record. So I just want to kind of get it out there and talk about it really quick. Mm-hmm. But that's really the only thing that's kind of like off the top of my head.
Yeah, absolutely. As a producer, are you a one man show kind of host or do you prefer working with co-hosts?
Yeah, so I think I kind of touched on this at the beginning. I definitely like working with other people primarily because, and I know on this new podcast, right, there's only, you know, primarily two of us, mm-hmm. occasionally three of us. So I'm trying to get into more of this, but I myself am not much of a talker. So I've always been a really good listener, not much of a talker, but I'm trying to do, you know, take on more of the active, you know, actually talking about whatever the topic is.
Yeah, absolutely. The whole one man show thing, some people can do that where they just sit there, give their opinions. And that to me is like what YouTube videos are for. Like, if you're going to review something, anything, it doesn't have to be a comic. It could be a comic, a movie, a piece of tech or whatever. You know, that to me is the one man kind of show. But when I started TFGN podcast, the first like 7 episodes are just me complaining about all of the animation errors in every single episode. And it's like, no, I need to bounce off of people. I need to, you know, yes, I can be the one that talks because I've been talking for 15 years. But it's one of those things where if I say, hey, did you notice that Optimus Prime has yellow eyes here instead of blue eyes? And oh, right, that's because the toy had yellow eyes. I forgot
the
toy had yellow eyes. Anyway, yeah, but it's one of those things.
I think if you look at my YouTube channel, you'll see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if you look at some of the quote unquote influencers out there, like I really think it is like an art form of being able to, you know, talk solo mm-hmm. and make it interesting.
Yep.
But some of them also have like this over the top, like acting, like the reaction videos, for example, right? Those are like ridiculous.
I don't do reaction videos. I won't watch them.
But in terms of, yeah, like the quote unquote influencers who, let's say they're doing like an unboxing or something, right? Mm-hmm. I really do see that as like an art form.
Yeah.
Do I see that as like a career opportunity being a quote unquote influencer? No.
No.
But I think it does take talent being able to talk to the camera by yourself,
yeah.
make it interesting and engaging. And I don't think I've got that ability to do, but right, if you see some of my YouTube stuff, like I am talking, like the Transformer toy reviews I used to do, right? Mm-hmm. So there is some of that in there.
Yeah.
I did have a big following at one point on YouTube because of the reviews I was doing. I still say I'm one of the first people to do a Transformers toy review on YouTube. If you go back and look at when I did the very first one, mm-hmm. I've got one review that's got over 2 million views. So
awesome.
I mean, I had some ability to do it, but yeah. I don't think I'm highly skilled at it.
Well, yeah, and that's different because that's video. And like you're saying, like that host has to convey to the camera, to the visual audience, whereas in an audio podcast, there's a huge difference of us bouncing ideas off of each other or giving each other our opinions and whether we agree or disagree with whether we can see the issue 7 aqua color on the white background or not. Kind of thing. There's a huge difference in that. Like I said, my first 7 episodes of you and listen to any of those first 7 episodes of the TFG1 podcast, it's just me talking out of my ass. Like I have no idea what I'm talking about, even though I know Optimus Prime was blue in 2 episodes because of animation errors. So it just depends.
Yeah, I mean, I also like cracking jokes. Mm-hmm. That's very hard to do when you're
by yourself
running solo. Yep. Like even if you go back to right, Ryan's been on two reviews of the Transformers comic. Is that right?
Two or
three,
something like that.
Two or three.
Something.
He hasn't been in all of them.
Yeah,
He's been on a couple. But I mean, even in a couple of those, right? I was cracking a joke. You can hear him laugh. Mm-hmm. I kind of play off that. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
But to do that solo, yeah, it's just like, okay, I crack a joke and it's like crickets, crickets, mm-hmm. crickets. Oh, there's no one laughing. Well, I don't know.
That's when you have to add in a laugh track or one of these things, you know.
Exactly.
All right. As a producer, do you feel you need a mixing board and all of the fancy stuff that would generally be found at a radio station, or are you good with a great mic and set of headphones?
Yeah, so when we talked about hardware, I do have a mixer board here. Do I think it's absolutely required? No.
Mm-hmm.
I like it because a couple of reasons here. It's because I can use my XLR mic. I think that mic's a little bit more superior than just using a USB mic. Although, right, this is connecting to my computer via USB ultimately.
Yeah.
But I could use any XLR mic and plug it into this and it'll work just fine. This is Phantom powered. So again, any mic I plug in, I should be fine. It does have, I can control the compression on it. I can control master level. I can control a couple of different levels on here. I can output mono or stereo. And like I said, I can plug in multiple microphones if needed, as well as some headphones. Like if I want to, what's the word that I want? Listen to the, what's it called?
Oh, shit.
I can't think of what it's called. What is it called when you are listening back to yourself?
The replay.
That's not what it's called though. It's called something. I can't think of it. In any case, yeah, I like having the board. Again, I don't think it's required,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, I guess that answers your question, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. As a producer, how much time do you put into the editing of the show?
Yeah, so I don't put a whole lot of time into editing a podcast. I do. So if there's right. It really depends on how many people are on that particular episode.
Right.
So in another comic review, it's mainly just you and I.
Most of the time.
So
yeah.
in editing two audio files, that's fairly simple to do.
Yep.
If there happens to be a third host, right, we bring in a third host, Ryan in this case. It's just adding in three audio files, and I can edit all three of them at the same time. So I'm using Audacity here on my Mac. So when it comes to editing, the main thing I'm looking for is tightening everything up. So I'm cutting out a lot of dead space.
Yep.
In the instance where it's like mainly me and trying to read my own synopsis back, I screw something up. I'll give myself a second just so I can see it in the waveform and then kind of edit that back out. But mostly it's in terms of any editing, it's just kind of tightening it up and editing out dead space. And that doesn't take very long to do, right? Because visually within the waveform, you can see the empty space.
Yep.
Just remove it. The biggest thing I think is really just adding the intro, the outro music. And I mean, that's fairly simple to do. So yeah. It doesn't take me very long.
Yeah. Usually if it's an hour or if it's 45, anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour and 30 minutes, you're usually going to do double time on that just in general, like you're saying, make sure the all the audio tracks line up right, because heaven forbid I'm in the middle of talking here and then all of a sudden there's silence and something else happens and it's all messed up and Jigglypuff Batman.
Jigglypuff, Jigglypuff. All right, good night.
The whole thing.
Pokemon next on Kids WB.
I think in terms of actually editing the podcast before adding the intro, the outro, we recorded a 45 minute episode for one of the comics.
Mm-hmm.
I think I can have it edited in 20 minutes.
Wow. Well, you're a lot better at it than I am, because 45 minutes. Because I do it linear.
Linearly.
Yeah. Thank you.
So do I.
I already have the intro. I already have all that stuff. So I just throw it at the beginning. Line it like. Obviously, I will edit the two audio, like our two audio tracks first. But when I'm putting the podcast itself together for the final thing that the lovely listeners will listen to, I always already put the other stuff.
I do it the same way. So let's say I was the one editing this podcast mm-hmm. we're doing right now. So the software that I'm using is from Podcastle. So what it's going to do is it's going to generate it's going to generate two separate audio files here. So one for me, one for you. I'll download it. What it does is it will actually sync them up. So all I've got to do is drop the files into Audacity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to worry about lining up the audio. It's already good to go. So then I've just got to edit out, like I said, all the dead space to tighten it up.
Yeah.
I export that as a single file. And then I bring it, you know, open a new project, bring in the intro, mm-hmm. drag in this
yep.
Show file, bring in the outro. I'll do the auto duck for the intro because I do talk over that and export it. We're good to go.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Is your next question explain your editing process?
No.
Okay.
That was the thing. As a producer, do you prefer in-person recordings or over-the-internet recordings?
So, well, I said that my wife has no interest in podcasting. I have gotten her to record a couple episodes of a podcast that we were trying to start, or that I was trying to start during COVID. Mm-hmm. I think we got two episodes, maybe three out there. And then she just had no interest in doing it anymore. So I really had fun recording that in person, not just because it was my wife, but because that was the first podcast I recorded in person.
Right.
That was kind of fun. Actually, I know I take that back. Just before COVID, when I was still working at where I work as opposed to working remote, I started a podcast there at work, and I did do some in-person podcasting there, in-person recording, I should say. And that was a bit harder because it was like I'm used to recording behind the computer.
Yep.
And doing it over the internet. And I'm not someone who – in what I was recording was actually like interviews, and I'm not the best at interviewing people. So – I think for me, I would prefer to do it over the internet via my computer, as opposed to, using like a sound recorder, like I was doing for my job, yeah, and recording it in person.
Yeah, it's like I said earlier, it's much easier to do it this way, where we're each in our own space. We don't have to worry about – the biggest thing I worry about with in-person recordings, and I've only done two or three of them, where the person is actually next to me with, you know, whether we're sharing the one microphone I have, or if I set up another one, like I actually have to look at the person. Whereas now I'm just looking at my screen and listening to what you're saying. I don't have to look anywhere else or pay attention to anything else other than to what I'm hearing coming into my headphones.
Yeah. I think the one time where I think it would be really fun to record in person, and this is something we never got to do, but despite the fact that I think it would have been fantastic to do, was back when kind of TF Wire was at its height, was if we could get everyone together to record at like a BotCon panel or something, mm-hmm, or like a, you know, a comic convention panel or, yeah, something. Like, I think that would have been fantastic.
Yeah.
But that never happened. And again, I'm trying to get you and Ryan to go to BotCon this year so we could record record something, because I think that would be fun. But that's really the only time I think it would be fun to kind of record in person.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so as a listener and a producer, do you prefer one feed have everything, or should each type of show have its own feed? So the thing with this question is, TF Wire, it's Transformers. It's Transformers News. It's another comic review. We're specifically reviewing the Skybound Entertainment Energon Universe. What I mean with this question is something like with us at GCRN, where we have Geekcast Radio, and that is general geek talk, and we do overarching episodes of topics. But then we have Tooncast, which is all cartoons. So basically, do you want a feed that has every single episode from every single show we've done over the last 15 years, or should each show be its own thing to build its own audience?
No, I get you. So the way I did it back in the day when I had TF Wire was because we had more than just that podcast. Obviously, we started with that podcast. We didn't call it a podcasting network, mm-hmm, but ultimately, maybe that's what it was a mini podcasting network.
Yeah.
Because we had that. We had what Steve was doing with War Stories.
Yep.
We had Otaku Bot. We had what's the one that Nemino did? Fangirls, mm-hmm, on Site.
Yep. I remember that. Yep.
There was a couple. There's a couple more in there. What we did was each one of those got their own podcasting feed, because it made sense to split them out.
Mm-hmm.
With what we're doing now with Another Comic Review, it's all kind of just one thing, yeah, right? It's all within the Energon universe.
Yep.
So even with like the quick hits that I'm doing, I just throw those in the main feed. But for something like that, if it's the same topic, it makes sense to keep it in the feed.
Yeah.
If they are completely separate topics, completely different things,
it makes no sense.
Even in the case of like the old TF Wire, right? Different hosts were doing it. Made sense to split it up because,
yep,
right? What Nemino was covering in Fangirls didn't make sense at all to put in with what we were doing on TF Wire.
Yeah. So. No. Absolutely. Yeah. It just depends on what you're doing, when you're doing it. Yeah. And the thing with Another Comic Review is, yeah, we're covering the Energon universe. And with the quick hits, it's like, oh, it's kind of like when I used to do this thing on the Pullbag called Profiling Previews, where I would get the list of previews for upcoming comics that were releasing like 3 months from. It's kind of like at the end of Another Comic Review when I sit there and say, oh, by the way, here's the solicit for Transformers number 10, 11, and 12 kind of thing. It's the same thing where we did that, whereas with you doing quick hits, it's like just a quick little news bit that doesn't need to be a whole ass 15 to 20 minute discussion of everybody giving their opinion on it. It's just kind of like report it like, hey, this is the news and this is what I think, and there you go. Was there, this is going to be interesting. Was there ever a moment when you were completely done with podcasting whatsoever, wanted nothing to do with it?
Yeah. So I think that takes us back to 2009, when I just got out of doing the podcast altogether. I mean, it may have been, see, I'm trying to remember how far, TF Wire went. I think it went at least through 2009, maybe 2010. But by 2009, I was certainly done because I was just tired of doing it. So yes.
Yep. Absolutely. If your current podcast ends, if you ever do away with another comic review, even though we just got it started, what's next? What would you want to do outside of doing comics in podcasting?
Yeah, so that was another good question because I've thought about that for years. kind of before starting this up, it's like, I want to get back into podcasting. What can I podcast about? And I've had, between TF Wire and now, I've had a couple that I've tried to get off the ground. Mm-hmm. I put out a few episodes. Like I said, I did one there with my wife before meeting my wife, back when I had was engaged to someone else and that relationship ended. Mm-hmm. I actually put out a podcast that was more of me trying to work through some stuff. That only lasted 3-4 episodes and then I was done with that. So again, I've tried to do some stuff, just didn't really find anything that kind of stuck with me. Mm-hmm. So if this present one ends, what would I want to do? As much as I think it's like cliche, I would like to try, take another stab at doing something similar to TF Wire, but I'd have to find like a completely new angle to come at it with. And I've been thinking about that for years, and it's just like I haven't found the angle yet that would be different from what anyone else is presently doing in the Transformers podcast realm.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Because most of all the new, like, it's just whichever host or whichever network's opinions you want to hear more, not necessarily more than the others, but like which ones you want to hear first. Like, between me and Steve at All Things Transformers on the GCRN, you've got the Transmissions guys. You've got the TFW podcast with, I think Vangelis is still doing that. I don't know if he is or not, but TFW had a podcast. It just depends on who you want to listen to get your Transformers news. But it's a tough nut to crack on that. What advice do you have for new and veteran podcasters in the art of podcasting?
For new podcasters, I would say don't jump in and expect you're going to have an audience right from the start. I guess I don't even know what qualifies as a good audience in terms of like numbers at this point in 2024. Like, I don't know, is 10,000 good? Is a million good? I have no idea. Does it depend on the podcast? Probably. Like at the height of TF Wire, we were having 10,000 unique downloads a week. Was that good?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's amazing. No, I mean, that was 15 years and 4,000 episodes. I can tell you that's amazing.
That was back in the early days of podcasts. Yep. So now, right, that probably not even a drop in the bucket. I have no idea. But in looking at the new podcast that we're trying to get off the ground here, it's like, I am looking at the stats. Like, I share some of them with Mike occasionally, mm-hmm. but it's like the audience is small. I'm fine with that. I'm not really looking at the audience. It's really more of me having fun,
yeah.
Like discussing comics with you, discussing comics with Ryan, and just kind of getting my thoughts and opinion out there. If someone wants to listen, great. If they don't want to, I don't care. But I am trying to promote it as much as I can, although I could be doing more on social.
Social media is a beast that unless you're a super influencer, you can't, it's a hard beast to tame. It really is. Cause there's so much and so many different ways you can get the quote unquote advertising across to people. Oh, my head hurts, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, even like I said, I had I still have a pretty decent following on YouTube, but like, even like, we started posting some of the Void Rivals stuff there before mm-hmm. I actually turned this into a podcast.
Yep.
And we weren't getting many views on there, so like the people who are following me on there, they're not really interested in that type of content.
Yep. Which,
right, there was no video, so it completely makes sense. I was just pushing the audio out there.
Yep.
So that's why I decided to turn it into an audio podcast. But I'm not really concerned about the audience. So for newcomers, don't expect a large audience off the bat. Maybe you'll never get a large audience. And I don't think that's too big of an issue, as long as you kind of go into that knowing that. If you're looking to make money, don't.
Yeah, it's not. No, it's not. Unless you're a Joe Rogan, or unless you're a this person or a that person, you ain't making money at this. You spend money on the equipment, and you spend money on the web hosting and the things and the things and the things and the things, and then the rest of it is just pure enjoyment of doing the content. You're not, like you said earlier about how you don't subscribe to Patreons. I won't subscribe to a Patreon just to get the episode early. I know sometimes that is a Patreon perk some creators offer, and that's great. I'm perfectly fine waiting until Wednesday or Thursday or next Friday of whenever whoever's hosting the show, whatever podcast it is, whenever their release schedule is, that's fine. I don't need it 2 days early kind of thing. I never have. It's whenever they decide to release it. Now, if there's bonus content that they're offering at a certain level and there's some sort of other perk, fine, you know, whatever. But yeah, just release it when you're ready, folks.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I know earlier I said, right, I'm not doing this. Right, I'm not recording another comic review for the money. There are no ads in it. I don't have a Patreon. I would be open to doing a Patreon for something like, not for the main show, but for something like what you just described, where in addition to what I was doing, right, I was already committing the time to it, but now I'm taking additional time and, you know, creating additional content. If someone wants to throw a few bucks my way, sure, I'd be interested in that. But for the main show, I don't see that as an option. For veteran podcasters, I guess I would just say, if you are on top, right, no one stays on top forever. So, and also kind of just be on the lookout for that time period when you're going to feel like, it's too much, right? You're going to get bogged down. It's going to feel like you're doing too much. And if you feel like you're really just creating content for the sake of creating content,
then stop. You're
probably done with podcasting.
Yeah. Yeah. Then stop. And that's the thing with me. Like when we started, my ultimate goal was, okay, if Steve and I are going to make this a podcast network and we're going to have at least, let's say, 5 main shows, one for cartoons, one for movies, the Transformers one, the toy collecting one, and something else. Let's just say, for example, when I started and when we started the network 15 years ago this month, this whatever, I said to Steve, I will work my ass off from January 1st to October 31st, basically 10 months, because usually around Halloween, and Halloween's getting into holiday time, Thanksgiving and Christmas, not a lot of people are listening to, at least not back then, are going to listen to podcasts when they're trying to go visit their family and all that stuff for the holidays kind of thing. So that was my philosophy on it was, if me personally, I want to do as much as I can do, I'm going to do it within these 10 months of the year, and then I'm going to have a 2 month break, a 2 month vacation. Do we still do stuff in that 2 months? Yes, but we slow down versus having 5 episodes per week from 5 different shows. We might only have 2 episodes from 2 of those 5 shows or whatever. But then again, I'm insane, folks.
He said it, not me.
I know I am. Hey man, I'm looking to record 150 episodes before December 31st for the pullback for the comic show. So trust me, I know my insanity level. Thank you. All right, final question: where can the people find your show? Promote yourself.
Yeah, so you can find my newest podcast, Another Comic Review, at anothercomicreview.com, and I think that's it. we do have an Instagram account that's also Another Comic Review. You can find me on YouTube at youtube.com/matrix_prime, and I'm not on Twitter anymore, so you can't find me on there. I'm not on Facebook, so you can't find me on there.
He's still on Twitter. He just doesn't use the account anymore because I tag it every time I do Another Comic Review promotion on Twitter.
I guess I'm be curious to see what account you're tagging, because my primary account is no more.
Oh, really? Well, whatever Jesse Early is, it says we follow each other, and whoever that person is hasn't responded, so I assume it's you.
I probably have the account,
yeah,
but that was never my primary one.
Yeah.
So If you're interested in old podcasts, like I said, you can find the old TF Wire podcast on the Internet Archive. You could also go to iaconmedia.com. That was a website I threw up a number of years ago now, where I was pushing out the old episodes of TF Wire. I do have some of Steve Megatron's war stories on there.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that was his first podcast.
Yep.
So if you haven't heard his first podcast and you're interested, you can check that out at iaconmedia.com. I don't believe I've got all the episodes on there. I've got the first three. I may have more, but I have the first three on there. And yeah, that's a interesting podcast that kind of was a brainchild of mine, but I had no interest in doing sort of recording for it. And I know Steve was looking to get into voice acting. So I just gave him an opportunity to kind of do some voice acting for some fan fiction within the Transformers realm.
Yeah, very cool. Very cool. All right, folks, that's going to do it for this episode of Studio 2009. I have no idea when this is going to be released. There's no date on it. There's no episode number on it. So no clue. Thank you for joining us here inside the studio. If you'd like to get in contact with us and leave feedback for the show, there's several ways to do so. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. Go away, Ryan. Thank you. Wrong Ryan, the other Ryan, the Canadian one. Oh, wait, they're both Canadian. Damn it. Go away, Reynolds. Ow. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com, where you can listen to and comment on all of our content. You can check us out on any and all the podcatching clients that are out there, Spotify, iTunes, all that good stuff. You can follow us on X at geekcastradio, at It's Studio 2009. I am at TFG and Mike. Become a fan on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. You can also check out Studio 2009 podcast over there as well. For now, I'm TFG and Mike with
Jesse.
You'll hear us back in the studio soon.
You shall have to edit this part out.
It's okay. This. Oh my God. Holy crap. Yeah, this is a definite big ass edit point.
And I love this. Listen, I know I said I wouldn't come in here for a month, but it's an emergency. Have any of you heard anything about these disappearances? What was that?
My house.
What did your house just do? It sounded like it flushed itself down the toilet.
You done?
I don't know what that was.
Edit point. We are...